Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. You click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. We are portable with you wherever you go. You can download the podcast. You can listen on your smart speakers. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And by the way, you can call us on the Dr. Pepper call-in line all day. Tom Brady's still a top 10 quarterback. What about Dak Prescott? Bart Scott says no. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And this show, J. Key, is relentless. Every hour until December 7th, starting yesterday, first hour, we're giving away $2,500, $10,000 a day giveaway. So already we're in the third hour of the show.
$7,500 today already.
We already gave away three different people going to get $2,500 already. Get in line. Get in line for your $2,500.
See if I can get that last $2,500.
I just want y'all to know I got my boys out there, man. We texting numbers and we all splitting the profits. I hope y'all get it because we on it.
Hey, so congratulations to Thomas B. in L.A., who was one of our winners yesterday. This is how the contest works, okay? This is how it works. The giveaway. Not a contest. The giveaway. You listen for the winning word. Every hour, it's a different word of this show till December 7th. Every hour, you text the winning word once you hear it to 777-000. So, like, earlier in the show, for example, the winning word was earlier in the show, mayor. That was the last one we had, M-A-Y-O-R. So as soon as you heard that, 10 past the hour, all right, sometimes it's 11 past the hour. It's 10 past the hour, it's supposed to be. You text M-A-Y-O-R to 777-000. Boom, you're in line to win your $2,500. So now, without further ado, that was ado. Now, without further ado, two-time All-Pro Baltimore Ravens linebacker Roquan Smith is with us. Good morning, Roquan.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
What's up, sir?
So not too much, man.
Roquan, when this trade went down, everyone like felt the same thing. It's like, yeah, you know who Roquan Smith makes a lot of sense for? The Baltimore Ravens. And immediately, their acquisition of you pays dividends. What was it like? What was it that led you to wanting to get out of Chicago in the first place?
It was just more so, you know, someone who I wanted to feel appreciated. You know, they seen me at Chicago, seen me at a certain number, and I seen myself at another. And it was like, hey, we have to agree to disagree, and we wasn't on the same page. So I think it was best for the both parties. And I'm excited to be up in Baltimore and excited for what we can do up that way.
Roro, now that you are in Baltimore, you know, prior to going to Baltimore, obviously the first defensive domino to fall for you guys in getting out of there was Khalil Mack. He leaves. Then Robert Quinn leaves and goes to a winning program. And you essentially are stuck with the Chicago Bears, not going anywhere. And then Robert goes to the Eagles. You go to Baltimore. Super Bowl aspirations. How does that feel now that you look at you, Robert, and Khalil all probably going to be in the playoffs and all fighting to go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it's crazy, man, how life works. I thought about that, like Khalil. Yeah, that one hurt like back over the summer. But, you know, I was just thinking like, okay, part of the business. And then with Robert, how that happened mid-season like that and going to such a good team. And then I was like, okay, I guess I'm here part of the rebuild. But, man, things change up very quickly. And I'm just excited to be in Baltimore and doing a lot of great things there with the Super Bowl aspirations, and I think the team is definitely loaded.
Bro, I wanted to ask you because a lot of times I think how teams handle situations are important. Like, you know, Key and I always talk about things from the athlete's perspective first, right? And some teams, when a guy, you know, maybe wants to be somewhere else, they can dig their heels into the sand. I'm just curious with your situation, how was it handled by the organization overall with the Bears and Ryan Poles in particular, and helping you kind of go to this next phase of your career?
Yeah, well, initially, when I first requested it, requested the trade back in the summertime, that was denied. So that was part of it, and I was just like, okay, my feet are here right now, so I'm just going to go and, you know, take care of business, handle what I need to handle. And then midway through the season, they had different plans, and so I called me up to his office, and, you know, he thanked me for everything I had done and was just like, you know, it was a tough part of the business. And, you know, he was moving in this direction. And I'm like, okay, you know, I just respect that. And was happy to actually be somewhere where I felt like I was going to be appreciated.
Roquan, you went to Chicago. You know, Chicago Bears, famous for linebackers, whether it was Dick Butkus back in the day or Mike Singletary or Brian Urlacher. Now you go over to the Baltimore Ravens and you find yourself in a similar situation. Historically, great defense. The linebacking core obviously has been the heart and soul of those championships with guys like Ray Lewis and others. How do you feel that pressure is now that you got to somewhat deliver to hold up the name of the linebacking core in Baltimore?
Yeah, man, it's crazy going from Chicago, such a rich tradition in linebackers and defense, and now over in Baltimore with pretty much the same thing with a very rich tradition and, like, playing really good defense. But I'm comfortable within myself, and I'm not, you know, trying to be anyone. You know, I got a great deal of respect for all the legends that came before me, but I'm comfortable knowing who I am, what I bring to the table. So that's who I am, and I think if I just do that, everything else will take care of itself.
Now I'm going to get into your personal business and into your finances. Now you're looking at doing your deal by yourself without an agent, Lamar Jackson doing his deal without an agent. How difficult do you think it's going to be for the Baltimore Ravens to handle star player on defense and star quarterback when their deals are coming up to be done?
Oh, man, I'm sure a lot of people want to know that, but I'm thinking, you know, I got a great deal of confidence in the GM and knowing that he'll get things to work out. So I'm just more so like focused on learning this playbook right now for these first couple weeks and, you know, gelling with the guys. And then when that time comes, I'm excited to just be able to have a chance to sign back. That'll be amazing for me, and I'm sure Lamar can say the same. But, you know, without having an agent, you know, players want to be at the table now. Transparency is key. I have my team of advisors, and I feel like, you know, they know what's best for me as well as myself, and I'm just excited to see what's all in store up in Baltimore.
Roquan Smith, Baltimore Ravens linebacker, two-time All-Pro, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Now that you finally are with another quarterback, very similar from Fields, Justin Fields in Chicago, to Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, how are their games similar, if at all?
Yeah, you know, definitely those guys can similar guys can hurt you in the air as well as on the ground when you have everything covered up, but have a great deal of respect for Justin, you know, played with him since his rookie year, seen the guy growing each and every week. So, you know, I'm very excited for him and what he's been playing the last couple weeks. But Lamar, man, it's the reason that guy was the MVP. Some of the things, I used to watch the guy from afar, even in college, and like some of the things he do, man, you just don't see on the day-to-day. So I'm excited to be his teammate. I think the sky's the limit for us, and I think he can be the one that lead us to the Super Bowl this year.
That is Roquan Smith, who, as soon as he showed up in Baltimore, boy, the Ravens looked right, didn't they?
Tackling machine.
Thank you, Roquan. Great talking to you this morning.
Absolutely.
Hey, before we let you go, I need to know more about your initiative around Thanksgiving, how you're giving back to the community in Chicago still.
Oh, yeah. Even like Thanksgiving, so I have things going on back in my hometown with like giving away like for 500 families, feeding them over Thanksgiving. So that'll definitely be nice. Tend to do that every year. So I'm very excited about that. I think that's going to be, you know, great for the community. And then there's still things up in Chicago, you know, commitments I made prior to being traded, whereas like getting victim of domestic violence to the games, 4 tickets each and every game, and make that commitment. So I wasn't going to back out on anything like that, as well as like with the Dovetail Project, with single fathers of color, helping those guys out around Thanksgiving as well, providing meals. So, you know, I'm still here. There's commitments I made, and I'm going to stand true to what I said I would do.
That is two-time All-Pro Baltimore linebacker Roquan Smith.
If you need me to do anything for you to help you out with any of that, you know where to find me at, Ro. I'm there for you.
I appreciate it, Keyshawn.
Good luck. So it is 9:10 a.m., guys.
Ooh, sound like we getting ready to give us some money away or something.
10 after the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Every hour at 10 after until December 7th, we are giving away $2,500. What you have to do as a listener of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is listen for the winning word, a different word every hour. When you hear the winning word, you text it to 777-000. Yesterday, for example, we had four different winning words, and four different people won $2,500.
Cold, hard cash.
Now, today, we're up to our fourth winning word. So far, seven different people have won $2,500 apiece. Could you be the eighth? Well, if you're listening right now, you're in luck. Because
KJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
The winning word for this hour is, in honor of the day, VET, V-E-T, in honor of all the veterans out there on this Veterans Day. V-E-T, VET. Text it to 777-000. Wouldn't it be really cool if a vet texted it to 777-000 to win the $2,500? No purchase necessary. Ends December 7th, 2022. See complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest.
James is back there.
Yeah, James, hey, listen. James is a vet. Thank you for your service, James. Is the Texas game, guys, a trap for the New York football Giants? Is it a trap game? That's coming up next. That's coming up now. Then next is later.
Yeah,
but right now, the question is the game a trap game for the Giants? You know, I got to tell you guys, I felt like the Giants were going to lose to the Seahawks and that that was a schedule loss, right? They're on the road 3 out of 4 weeks. They go all the way to London. They come back. They have to beat Aaron Rodgers. They have to beat Lamar Jackson. They do it. They do all that. Another road game. And then finally, they go to Seattle to face a team a lot like them, only with more talent. And they got to be on the road. And it's a West Coast trip. The whole thing, that's a schedule loss. Maybe they lose to the Seahawks anyway.
The 12th man is a little missed.
Yeah. A little missed 12th man. They maybe lose anyway. That's a schedule loss. I look at this Texans game, though. They've been off for a little while. Their momentum maybe stalls a little. Giants aren't that talented. I think they're going to win.
They're better than the Texans.
They ought to win. Jay, yeah. You confident?
Yeah. I don't know why you're worried.
Well, he just laid it out.
Yeah, like they're winning by a score usually in tight games, no matter who they play.
But I'm saying, like, even like the game against Seattle, like they were in that game. I mean, they had multiple chances to get that game. So my thing is, with the week of preparation, which is what Saquon and Daniel Jones and company needed, what that defense needed with Wink, I think the preparation that they will have will be better. They'll be in a good position against the Texans.
They'll be 7-2 if they win the game.
Yeah, I'm not as worried about it. But once again, resetting expectations, Max. Mm-hmm. I do not expect the Giants to go to the Super Bowl.
Not me neither.
Right? If they make a playoff run, that's incredible.
But if they win a playoff game, it's amazing.
But if I was you, I wouldn't feel that way.
What do you mean?
Because all they got to do is do what I say.
But they don't have receivers.
Just do what I say.
All right, let's hear it.
Run the football like they've been running the football.
Done.
Play defense like they've been playing defense.
Done. We could do that.
Quarterback, okay. Don't turn the football over.
Give me the what should Daniel Jones' stat line look like after the Houston game?
18 of 25.
All right.
A buck 98.
Okay.
One in the air, one on the ground. A bootleg for a touchdown. In one in the air for a touchdown.
How many interceptions?
Zero.
How many fumbles?
We can fumble maybe once.
Okay, you can live with a fumble.
Yeah.
No interceptions. Two TDs. One in the air. One in the ground. One
and
on the
that
ground.
That translates to what?
A Giants
W.
Win.
I hear it, but once again, my overall expectations. The Giants get to the playoffs. I am a happy person.
No doubt. And by the way, they do what he says, like, and they go to 7-2.
But here's what I'm going to tell you. Outside of Patrick Mahomes and maybe Josh Allen throwing the football all over the lot, nobody else that's going into the playoffs or doing that. Nobody. They're doing what? I just said.
Maybe Miami,
but here's the problem with Miami. You're going to be on the road most likely.
Yep.
And you're probably going to be in Buffalo. You're probably going to be in Kansas
City.
Bad
weather.
Or Baltimore. We don't know yet if what Tua and the Speed Demons are doing is portable, because their defense isn't lights out.
Especially that time of year.
And that time of year. You've got to have a defense that can travel with a running game. And when you look at the last several years of these Super Bowl appearing teams. Just look how they got there. Mm-hmm. Just look at it.
But now, Key, let's go back to the Giants for
a second. That's all I'm saying. Don't
if they do that.
Trip.
Daniel Jones is 18 of 25, buck 98. Touchdown on the ground, touchdown through the air. Maybe he fumbles once. It doesn't kill him. Giants win a close game. Maybe they don't cover the spread, but they win the game.
Yeah.
On to Detroit, right? They're going to be favored to beat the Lions.
Yeah,
if they beat the Lions the same way,
yeah,
they're going to be 8-2 heading into that Cowboys game.
Yeah.
Now, the Cowboys are a much more talented team.
And a different team than when they saw them the first time around.
No question, where the Giants hung tough throughout the game.
But they can lose to the – they can. I'll give them an L to the Cowboys.
Yeah, but usually NFC East, you don't sweep the other team. Like, they have a shot to win that game.
Yeah, but I don't think the Giants – have seen this Cowboy team.
That's true. Micah Parsons and company, full force.
This is a different Cowboy team, Max. I keep trying to tell you. This is not the Cowboys from 3 years ago.
So let's say after the Cowboys game, they're 8-3.
Yeah,
do you understand
good.
If you would have told anyone before this season started the Giants are going to start 8-3 in their first 11?
I had Daniel Jones being benched in week 6 and Tyrod Taylor taking over.
8-3. It could happen. 6-2 right now, Jay.
Is it a Cowboys team with a top 10 quarterback?
I think so.
Is.
I think
right? Yep. We all in agreement on that?
That's what I said. They haven't seen this team.
He overdrafted him, but you and I have
not overdrafted.
Well, you drafted him
fifth
at 5.
Overall.
That's not overdrafted. That's what my eyes tell me.
Yeah.
That's the quarterback I like. You see him on them videos dropping dimes.
Yeah.
You know it. That's why as soon as you start, you're like, well, I guess he is a top 10 quarterback.
I never said he wasn't a top 10 quarterback. I always said he's top 10 this year, but, you know, lower
this
half
this
of
the year?
Top 10. Yeah. Last year I had him like 11 or 12.
The dude was an MVP before he got hurt. He was an MVP candidate prior to getting hurt.
He was.
But they were not
yards.
Very good at that point. I think they started off.
But he was,
I felt like they started off 1-3 or something.
But he was the reason why they were in every game.
No, but I'm saying
but he was sort of on
that
the outskirts
year, that
of
one
it
year
bit.
Was like 1-3.
Yeah.
Yeah, they started off kind of the team record, yeah. But
listen,
he was cooking.
How about this? Can we talk about what the downside is for Dak and the Cowboys for a second? Because you know I'm a Cowboys hater.
The downside is if they don't go to the Super Bowl.
This is what I'm saying. Guys, so, you know, there are great, as Uncle Ben said, with great power comes great responsibility, right?
Well, I don't know if what are you talking about, the rice?
Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
So the point is, come on, Uncle Ben.
Just say the rice.
Well, I was
the
just
rice.
Making sure.
The rice.
I got to make sure my guy Max is, he said Uncle Ben. I didn't know if he, you know what I'm saying?
No. Oh, no. So, but the point is, that with all of this, guys, like, what are you going to say if, because, listen, you could have the best team and still lose. Don't the Cowboys at least have to win 2 playoff games this season?
Here's what I would
That's
say.
A run.
It changes for me. Here's why it changes for me. If they get home field throughout the playoffs.
NFC Championship.
They need, no. They need to go to the Super Bowl.
But
Key, if they go, if it's not
if they get to the
fault,
NFC Championship
and they win 2 games, they get to the NFC Championship and they lose by a field goal, I'm not going to kill them.
But you shouldn't lose. When you have home field advantage throughout the playoffs, that's what Aaron Rodgers just did.
The question is, if
shouldn't, that's the reason you get home field advantage. So you don't have to go on the road.
Let's crystallize the question even more. If they get to the NFC Championship game and lose, will Mike McCarthy be the head coach coming back next year?
Yeah, because
they don't want to break that continuity.
He's done a tremendous job. Tremendous job.
Okay, what about, wait a minute.
What if they lose in the first round?
What if they lose in the first round? Mike McCarthy's still
Bye.
There?
Bye.
I don't know.
Me neither.
I'm not really sure.
Because I don't know how they're going to lose
in
the first
a weird
round.
Way,
like,
though,
what
Jay?
What happens?
Jay, in a weird way, Key, what Jay is proposing now is interesting to me because I feel now like you would think if a team does better, the expectations rise for the head coach. But actually, in this case, if like before the season started, you would have told me if Dak only wins a playoff game, just one, is McCarthy back? I said, hell no.
What if?
But now I think, depending on how they lose, they look so good that Jerry might not want to touch this.
Yeah. What if the ball bounces off of CeeDee Lamb's hand for sick pick 6?
Yeah.
And then they kick a field goal, block, scoop.
Yeah. Like second playoff game.
The only thing that makes it even more challenging is if it does happen to go wrong in a playoff game, the first playoff game. You got a guy in Dan Quinn who's being paid as if he's a head coach.
You're right.
That's the only reason why he's there.
He making that much money?
Pretty much. I mean, that's
like,
the reason they said they brought him back.
Three? Was it 3?
He's paying like a head coach, essentially.
Yeah, not anymore, but yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because Dan Quinn will probably get a job.
That's what I'm saying.
We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Devon in South Carolina wants to talk to us. What you got?
Devon.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show. Jay Will, you're my man. Been a Duke fan since the 80s. That free throw against Indiana.
Oh, don't remind me. Don't do that.
What about me?
You know,
what about me, though?
I went to Final Four just to watch you, and I missed it.
But what about Keyshawn?
Keyshawn, you're my guy, too. You know, I love the Trojans in 2005. Wish you guys could have done it. But I love the show, guys. I wanted to kind of touch base with you guys about the argument about Dak and not being top 10. And I think he's kind of in the bottom half of the top 10 as well. But I guess my question about Lamar is why do we have him ranked so high in the top five? I guess he's in everybody's top five, and he has one playoff win as well.
What, Lamar?
His MVP?
Lamar's not only an MVP, but look at his trajectory,
team.
Key. Every year he's gotten better in the playoffs, and people forget how he's a month younger than Joe Burrow.
And not only that, he's messing around with Max Kellerman at the receiver position, in Patrick Costello, in Jay Will. I mean, like, come on.
Yeah, by the
he
way,
got
Jay Will's nasty.
Think about Lamar.
He got nothing.
Think about Lamar, got into the league so young, wins an MVP almost immediately, and then every year does better in the playoffs. Every single year, his performance in the playoffs gets better. It's going in the right direction.
It's going in the right direction, and he gets a nod because he's dynamic. When you see them without him, you see him with them. And when they're without him, they struggle, and when he's there, they win it.
I stand corrected, by the way. Well, I said, what's Dan Quinn getting paid? $3 a year?
And no, Jay he's getting paid around $8 million
a year.
$8 a year?
Key. That's all, the whole thing about bringing him back.
Oh, damn. Who said that?
Jerry Jones.
No, I'm saying who said he's getting
paid? It's online.
Well, you can't believe everything on the internet.
Certainly not if it's on Twitter right now. Am I right?
No, it's not on Twitter.
Jeez. Yeah. That doesn't sound
right. You know what I like about Jerry Jones that way?
Watch out. McCarthy.
That is a big strategic advantage. Pay top dollar for your coordinator. Well, now look at the Dallas defense 1 year ago.
But he did
now.
That with Kellen Moore a couple years ago. He did that with Jason Garrett when Jason Garrett was the offensive coordinator under Wade Phillips. He paid him like a head coach. But I didn't know he was paying him $8
million. It's worth every penny, Key.
Year.
Look at the defense.
That doesn't even sound right. I mean, I know you pulled it up, but it just doesn't sound right.
For a college football doubleheader tomorrow is Ole Miss.
Jeez.
Hosts Alabama, followed by TCU at Texas, presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins 3 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Is Tom Brady a top 10 quarterback right now? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPNU.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, 888, say ESPN, 729-3776. Tom Brady's still a top 10 quarterback? And is Dak Prescott? Bart Scott says Dak Prescott's not a top 10 quarterback. We all have him in the top 10.
What?
He has him as the greatest quarterback ever. Jay and I have him in the lower half of
the
top
Max,
10.
Yeah. Layout. Layout. There you go. That's our winning word of the hour.
Right here.
That's our winning word of the hour, too, by the way.
What's that?
Layout.
Layout is our winning word of the hour.
What?
It's not the winning word.
It's not. What's the winning word of the hour?
Vet.
What?
Oh, vet. V-E-T.
Hello?
Oh, way off. Samsonite.
We're at the last hour.
My fault.
We're not working another hour.
Oh, I was trying to tease everybody. Yeah.
Hello? Right.
That's not a tease, though. That's a payoff if you tell them.
Fair.
Hello?
All right. Herm Edwards, ESPN NFL analyst, is with us now. Morning, coach.
Good morning, man. How are we doing?
What's up, Herm?
Steve, what's going on? Leah says hello. My wife says good morning to you.
Yeah, tell hello? Leah, tell Leah and the kids I said hi to girls, man.
What's up, Herm? How you doing, man?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Coach, is Tom Brady still a top 10 quarterback in the NFL as we speak?
You're asking me, is Captain America a top 10 quarterback?
Yes, right now, well, still, he's 100 years old.
Yeah, well, that doesn't matter. You get better with age, okay? You get wiser and smarter.
All right, so
top 10. I don't know if he's a top 10 anymore. If he is, he's at the – I think he's this. When you can protect him and you can run the ball, then he's a very good quarterback.
Yeah.
When you can't protect him and you can't run the ball, he gets exposed. We're hoping what we saw last week against the Rams in that last 2 minutes, because it was a sloppy game, that was the Captain America we knew. Can he continue to do that?
Herm, what do you like about Dak Prescott's game? Because I know you got him in the top 10 for sure.
Well, I tell you what. He's obviously improved. He understands the offense a lot better. And I believe this, Key, and you probably made, you know, light of this, is when you watch pro football now, these offensive coordinators have really tailored the system of the running quarterback, the athletic quarterback that can play out of structure, a part of their offense. And when you watch these guys now, there's a list of them. There's about 15 of them in the league now. They get off schedule, and they're allowed to play off schedule now. And I think that's the difference in pro football 10 years ago. You know, guys were in the pocket. You still see some of those guys, but a lot of these guys, there's about 15 of them now that play off schedule and that are allowed to play off schedule. And that's what I like about him. Now, he's been injured. So, you know, we're looking at a guy on a very good football team. And I just think that the more he plays, the better he becomes.
Herm, we talk about guys who can play off schedule. That's obviously Josh Allen, one of the best to do that in the game of football. Obviously, you want him to be rested. You don't want him to play injured, even though that could hurt you having home field advantage in the playoffs. How would you navigate that if you were coaching the Buffalo Bills?
Well, I think this is a big decision by coach, in the fact that any head coach always says, I'm about the players, I'm going to protect my players. Well, here's your decision now. If he's not at least 85%, you got to sit him. And that sends a strong message to the team that the coach is about protecting the players. And when you do that, and if that is the decision you make, then you got to turn to the team and go, look, now, we know we don't have Josh Allen. We got Case Keenum. So two things come to mind. Ken Dorsey all of a sudden has to modify this offense. Because here again, Josh Allen's one of those guys that plays off schedule, right? Tremendous arm talent. Can run. He does it all. But now he's not a part of your offense. If Case Keenum's the quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Herm Edwards, ESPN NFL analyst, former NFL head coach and college football coach, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Herm, I think I know what you're going to say, but the Philadelphia Eagles are sitting at 8-0 with Jalen Hurts. Second year as a full-time starter in the MVP conversation, is taking the league by storm. He's one of those off-schedule quarterbacks that we are talking about. Should the Philadelphia Eagles at this point in time be thinking about going undefeated?
Key, you know how hard that is. No, I think they've got a great mindset, of just they're into the moment. And I think how you deal with the success is going to say a lot about this team. How do you handle that, right? How do you handle all of a sudden certain guys are getting more interviews than the other guys, right? And they're riding this wave right now, which is really good. But the NFC East is one of those divisions. They got another team in that division, the Dallas Cowboys, that are playing pretty well also. And then they've got three road games in a row. I look at those three road games, I said, that's a tough stretch of games. They play the Giants, I think they play the Bears, and somebody else on the road. They got three of them on the road. That's tough. I wouldn't be worried so much about going undefeated. I want to win the division and create home field advantage in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. You look at the schedule, though, Coach. It may, like, without trying to go undefeated, they're only underdogs against the Cowboys on the road that one game. If they happen to win that game, how would you, as a coach, stop them from, you know, trying to keep that out of their minds and just, even as a coach, I'm sure there's a temptation. Hey, we can go undefeated here. How do you balance that? You know, because that's a possibility that might happen.
Yeah. The outside noises, you can't get involved in that. And I think this team has got a good mindset right now. They're just playing one at a time. That's all you can do. You can't get ahead of yourself. I'm telling you, in that division, you know, division games are division games. We see it all the time. Look, as good as the Buffalo Bills are, Bills are with Josh Allen, they haven't won a division game.
Yep, that's true.
These divisions are very competitive.
Speaking of, so
it's not like a lock, but we're going to sweep the division. First of all, they got to play Dallas. Dallas is a pretty good football team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no question. Herm, you once coached the New York Jets and also in the playoffs, took care of your old boss and hung 41 the donut on the Indianapolis Colts and Tony Dungy. The Jets are sitting at 6-3, and the defense is playing lights out. Can they make some noise in the AFC?
I think they can. I worry a little bit about the consistency of the quarterback. That's the one that kind of, okay. You know, because you're always, when you go into the game, you go, okay, and he's a young guy. He's learning on, you know, he's learning every time he plays. He gets more experience. And so that's what you worry about a little bit. If they get behind, if he has to go back and throw it now all the time, can he do that? Mm-hmm. They're playing well, man. Coach has got them playing very well. Defensively, offensively, they've got some weapons over there. But can the quarterback continue to play consistent?
Herm Edwards, ESPN, NFL analyst. Always great to hear from you, Coach.
All right, Herm. I'll see you later on, man.
Appreciate you guys. I'm going to come visit you down there at the Seaport. I like that place.
Excellent. Right. Excellent. We're in Bristol today, but we're usually at the Seaport, Jay and me. And mm-hmm. Key is, jet setting. He's all over the
place.
Key's
where Key needs to be.
Say, man, don't
exactly. Don't tell him. Don't give anyone his location. It's top secret.
Yes.
The ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge, guys, is heating up. And we've taken a step back as a show after going winless last week. That's after Jay has this from
what?
Vivid Seats.
It's 11-11, and Vivid Seats is making wishes come true. Our favorite ticket app is giving away $5,000 in free tickets, but today only. To celebrate that, when you buy 10 tickets, you can get your 11th free thanks to Vivid Seat Rewards. Head over to the Vivid Seats Twitter account at twitter.com/VividSeats for your chance to win. They're picking a winner at 11:11 p.m. tonight, so don't delay. Age and eligibility restrictions apply. Visit vividseats.com/rewards for reward program terms and conditions.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
John J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, the ESPN app.
Yeah.
We're giving away $2,500 every single hour of this show through December 7th. You text the winning word to 777-777-0000 when you hear it at 10 after the hour. I'll give it to you again. Why not? Give it to you right now. Winning word this hour, VET, V-E-T. Will you be the eighth person in the last 2 days to collect $2,500 or to win it at least?
Bins with this ball.
Hey, week 10 games, guys.
Yes.
ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge. We got to pick these. Up. Right now, we're in third place, tied for third place. Standings after week 9. Canty and Carlin dragging the line 12-3-2, tied with Barton Hahn 12-3-2.
We two games behind.
Us and Spain and Fitz are both 13-12-2. Greeny's in second place 14-11-2. Freddie and Fitzsimmons out in front 15-10-2. So the way we do this is we pick against the spread as a team, so we vote on it. So if Key likes one but we don't like it,
I got a real problem with Greeny though.
Why?
Because it's only Greeny.
So he gets to do it all himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cheating.
Well, if you two would just vote with me, I'm sure I have the best. We don't need to look at it. I'm just sure that I have the best.
No, but right now we're going to take the Seahawks over the Bucks, even though the -3 and then Germany. That's what we're going
to
do.
Can I just say?
I think the Seahawks to cover it.
I think you might just have to do the opposite of whatever you actually think is going to happen, because every time you've picked or every game you picked last week, you got wrong.
That was last week. We're good.
You might just have to flip it.
And then we go.
He's a reverse barometer.
What you think, though? You thinking Seahawks, Bucks, -3?
I mean, if the Bucks are getting giving points, I think you got to take them. Seahawks are better than them right now.
Yeah,
I don't know if Seahawks win, but I think you like the points, Jay? Take the points.
I like the Bucks, man.
To win by more than a
like
field goal?
No Bucks over no Geno Smith.
Tom
Brady ain't Geno Smith, man.
Okay.
I'm going with Key on this.
I'm going with Key on this.
Yeah. But by the way, you know why, Jay? They're still going to be in first place after
that. Then, right after that, the Cowboys -5 at
you taking that?
Packers. I'm taking the Cowboys.
To cover?
They're a much better team than Green Bay. Green Bay all banged up at the receiver position.
Even though it's so NFL for Green Bay to win, I see a juggernaut right now against a team that looks like they got their tail between their legs.
Here's my only question. I know Chicago's been playing really well.
Yeah.
But we watched Dallas beat up on Chicago, right?
Yep.
Beat up on Chicago. So I'm like,
whooped up on Chicago.
Put their foot on their throat.
I'll go with the guys on the boys.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Even though, I know what you mean, but my head tells me not.
And then I got the Chargers.
I'm like, are the Bears?
Chargers at 49ers -7. I'm taking the Niners all day long.
7 points, too many points.
It's cold.
Dude, they stayed in, man. The Chargers stayed in games, man.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Justin Herbert's been doing misty. His thing on the low.
The defense is coming. The defense is coming to play.
McCaffrey.
And the Niners play good at home.
The crazy thing about this, the Niners have the best receiver who's a running back also in the
NFL.
And
he's coming back.
And they also have the best running back who's also a receiver in the NFL. Oh. They have both. It's like the same guy different ways, but it's like
the same thing.
You're tripping
on the Niners if you think.
I'm not tripping on Niners. I think they're right there.
7 points.
That's nothing.
You know what, Keith? I'm riding with you the whole week. If we go 3-for-3, you won't hear a word.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter what I say.
If we don't, I'm combating you. So this is you. I'm with you.
All right.
I'm going with the
Okay.
Niners.
You want to take that same bet?
Yeah, we're going to
do it.
Don't
hear a word from you. Max like, no.
No.
I don't take that one.
Well, listen. I'm going with you guys anyway. It doesn't matter because it's 2-1, even if I didn't, but I will. Fine.
Yeah, think about it, though. The Niners are good. They get about 11 players.
Chargers
back
find a way to stay in games.
On the low, Herbert's been doing his thing this year.
Yeah, no Allen, no Williams. If Allen's coming back with a hamstring, no Williams.
But those ribs are getting better every week.
The left tackle against Bosa
Slater,
and company.
I know. Ooh, that's a bad loss.
Armstead coming back?
I think the Niners are going to win. I just don't know about seven points, but it doesn't matter. We'll take it.
Okay.
Right. Chargers over Niners, they cover the Niners over Chargers, they cover the 7 points.
Jay, why you look like a bank robber though?
Hey, leave me alone, man.
Why
I got a hat on.
Why?
The black hat. You look like a guy.
So
that
any
come in with
any guy wearing
on.
A black hat now, a black guy wearing a black hat, I'm a bank robber.
Yeah, black guy, black hat, black hoodie. All you need is some black glasses.
Yes.
Look!
If you come in with a mask,
like a celebrity in Malibu.
Does he not look like he's slick? He got
I'm a celebrity.
No, he looks like his earpiece in, talking to his people.
No, he got the Russell Simmons eight. Look going
Here,
on today.
This.
He looks like a producer.
Hold that. Now hand that note to me. Look at that. Look at it. Look at him handing a white note to me. Now as I open it, I push the button underneath. Please don't push button. Give money or else.
The note says don't scream. Push the button to give me the money now.
Yes. See, how does he know that?
Jay looked like he produced Big Daddy Kane back in the day. Look, I mean, come on, man. Look at
no,
it. That's a music producer from
I'm
the early
you,
90s, late 80s.
Give me in the studio
I watch
with Yates.
Enough. I watch
he produced the Symphony Part 2, I swear
I'm
to
down.
You.
I watch enough of these television shows. You look like your nickname would be The Letter.
The letter.
Yeah, they looking for the guy
letter.
Or the note.
The note.
The guy with the note. They're looking. Jay's
I'll
got.
I leave a note after every bank robbery.
He swept all of the Carolinas. They're now looking at him in Jersey. No, I'm serious.
It might be the same guy.
It might be the same guy. Yes.
Same MO.
Yes.
Just screw facial hair.
Just remember, this isn't your money. Be patient while you're opening the safe. Jay's got the whole speech
down.
There you go.
Down.
Yeah, I got it. You realize you can kind of do that legally to this show right now? If you just text the winning word to 777-000, you could take us for $2,500 right now. In fact, someone's going to.
The note.
You know what the winning word is? VET, V-E-T, Veterans Day, VET.
From the desert to the sea and all around Southern California, here's the latest at 11. The bank robber known as the note has struck again.
Wait, did you say the note or the nose?
The note.
What are you trying to say?
Oh, the nose.
No, I'm proud of my nose.
He said nose.
I'm proud of my nose. Max, you can't say anything.
I thought he said nose, Yates.
Max, you cannot do nose jokes.
Note.
You're not
allowed
to do nose jokes.
As long as you don't see me in profile, you'll never be able to tell. Then once I get, my profile's not the best. I admit my profile.
Be proud of your nose.
Jay, I got a button nose. I'm good. You and Max, y'all the ones with the bad noses. Look at my nose. Cute. Small.
I told you, I used to do interviews with the fighters on HBO, and sometimes I would notice
anytime
it.
Anytime your nose
that
go over
the,
your lip,
the microphone would be by the fighter, and you would just see a nose float into the screen,
goes,
float in and out of the screen. It was mine.
Nose
profile.
Goes
over
your
lips, you're in trouble. See, like the point of your nose over your lips. The
no,
point
it's
of Max
not
is,
over my lips.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
It's totally. You're smiling, so
not.
Your lips are pushing
no,
back.
No, it's not.
Wait, what are you saying? His nose?
The nose?
No,
anytime
not.
The point of your nose is over your lips, that means you're in trouble.
His not, but there's space between his nose and his lips.
No, look. Here, turn to the side. I'm going to show you.
Look at
Keith's
neck.
I got a fat neck.
You
got big cheeks.
Like,
that's not okay.
I'm perfect.
Diameter.
I don't know about this.
I could be 100 pounds. My cheeks are going to be
Do you lift
big.
Weights with your neck? Seriously. You know,
my
you put the strap on. You know,
the
boxers.
He's
you know,
the
he's key low key up in the prison cell.
He's doing
lifting it up.
Wait, yeah.
My neck is not big. Bart's
what are you
neck
talking
is big.
No, your neck is massive.
No. My neck
thick
is only
neck
like
key.
A. My neck is only like an 18. That's not that big.
18's pretty big, 18? Though.
No.
Man, I
no,
know. You're 6'4".
At least 18 be squeezing it, though. Like, you'd be leaving imprints on your neck.
No.
Come on,
yeah,
man.
I've never seen
you're
you
like
do your
20.
Top button once.
You're like a 20. You never do the top button in any of your dress
Pat,
shirts.
Grow some hair. All right, please.
You never button the top button in any of your dress shirts.
Because this is not 1984.
But can you
I
do
barely
it?
Wear ties.
But can you button it?
Yes, because I'm going to have a
seen
shirt
you
that
in a
fit.
Tie in a while.
Yeah, I used to do it when I first came to ESPN.
Yeah, but when was the last time you wore a tie?
It's probably
it's
in that.
Damn it, Johnson. This is a professional company. You should be wearing a tie.
They tried that when I first got here.
Yeah.
And I changed the whole rule.
It's probably in that picture you showed us last time. What, Real Realtors in Southern California?
No.
Was that picture you had?
When you're selling someone a house key, do you put on a tie or not?
Y'all have to see it. Y'all got, is that picture online? That is the smoothest.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max.
No, here, let me show you.
Well, it's been another thrilling episode, another thrilling week of episodes, in fact.
Look.
We gave away 10 G's this week, guys.
Nice.
Sorry, did I say 10? We save it 20 G's right there, this Max. Week. We're giving away 50 next
Southern
week.
Southern California Realtor of the Year. Look at this man right here.
Greeny is coming up next. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.